Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora here on the live feed, mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt and on wakeupcalldt.com's homepage. If you're on the homepage of wakeupcalldt.com, in order to hear the show on your desktop or your laptop, it'll play automatically. If you're on your phone listening on wakeupcalldt.com, make sure you hit the MixLR bar to make sure it goes on air. So touch it to go on air, and that will bring you to the show you're currently listening to. So thank you to everybody that listens on the mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt feed and on wakeupcalldt.com. This is an impromptu show. I had other things on the schedule, places I was supposed to be, things I was supposed to be doing, but with the firing of head coach Scott Schaefer and his entire staff from Syracuse, this is the beauty of owning your own company. I don't have to wait 3 or 4 days until my scheduled radio broadcast to come on the air. I could go on the air at any time from my studios. So I'm very happy from my studios here in Syracuse, New York, to be able to bring this story to this city, to this region, around the country and the world on Scott Schaefer and the Syracuse Orange. And a lot of people are talking about it. We're prognosticating that this moment was going to be coming. So it's here. This morning, I was tipped off that the entire Syracuse staff would be sitting down with new Syracuse University Athletics Director Mark Coyle. 3 minutes into the meeting, I was given notice that not only Scott Schaefer, but the entire staff under Scott Schaefer would be fired. So everyone will be going, including Tim Doust, who has been at Syracuse forever. He will be leaving as well. The defensive line coach, also linebackers coach Clark Lee, secondary coach Fred Reed, defensive coordinator Chuck Bulla, offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Tim Lester, running back coach DeAndre Smith, wide receivers coach Bobby Acosta, and tight ends coach that just got to Syracuse this season, Jake Moreland, will all be gone, as well as Coach Schaefer. So, not just Scott Schaefer. I know that's the news, that's the thing that's trending on Twitter, but what I was tipped off to this morning, 3 minutes into the meeting with Athletics Director Mark Coyle, was that the entire staff is going to have to find a new job. And that's a lot of people. It's a lot of people, that's a lot of kids in school. And that's something that people don't think about, and I kind of want to start there. I know everybody's discussing what's going on with Syracuse, this needed to happen, screw Scott Schaefer. There's that side of it. Then there's the people that are like, you know, Scott's a good guy, he should be here, why did they get rid of him? So there's two ends of the spectrum. But the thing that a lot of people don't think about is that coaches are people too. And coaches have wives, and coaches have children and stepchildren. And this is something that isn't readily thought about in the coaching world. How quickly a coach can be fired. But you don't think about the fact that Tim Doust has two little girls. One of them just born. Another one, I believe she's 2 years old now. So to have little kids, for Scott Schaefer to have family, obviously his daughter in school, to have his son in school in Ithaca. Tim Lester, who has a ton of little guys running around. His boy is in school. His boy is in this community. Joe Adam, his stepchildren. When you look at this staff or any staff, a lot of people don't think about how it's going to affect their families. How packing up and having to leave. For someone like Bobby Acosta, who brings his kids in, gets everybody ready. For someone like Jake Moreland, who was living with Tim Lester, trying to get his family here, trying to get everything set up, and he's been here not even a full calendar year, and he's done. So the staff isn't taking it well. They're trying to prepare for their final game against Boston College because Mark Coyle allowed the coaching staff to coach this final game. And this is something that I don't know if I readily agree with this. For an athletics director to come to you, sit you down and say, hey, you're all fired, but you can coach this last game. Think about that. If you're working at a grocery store and you're a cashier and you're checking people out at the grocery store and your boss comes up to you and says, hey, you're fired, you're not going to work here, but you can take that last customer. Would you take that last customer? Or would you just say, screw it, walk out? It's hard. You have to put yourself in that situation. If you know you're getting fired, would you really want to stick around? Because that's going through your head the entire game. And even more so on top of that, everybody in the Syracuse community now knows that Scott Schaefer and his staff are getting fired. So will you cheer for him when he comes out on the field? Will you boo him when he comes out onto the field? I feel like this is something that should have been done after Boston College. If you're going to fire a coach, do it at the end of the season. Do it when the games are over. Let them focus on what's important, because now you've left a coaching staff to struggle and scramble. And current Syracuse players, per my sources, very close to these players, some of these players are up in arms. Guys that have been on the team, guys that have a few seasons in on the team, are shocked about the firing of Schaefer and the entire staff, and now they don't readily know their future. So let's go there next, because there's a lot to talk about with the firing of Scott Schaefer and his entire staff. And one of those things is the fact that players can defect now. They can ask to transfer. They can try and get a waiver from the NCAA so that they don't have to wait to play. Just get a waiver, move straight over. Some of those players, are you okay with losing potentially an Eric Dungy at quarterback? Are you okay with losing a Steve Ishmael at wide receiver? Or a Brisley Esteem at wide receiver? Brisley, who doesn't open up to a lot of people but has a good relationship with Bobby Acosta, his wide receivers coach that he just found out is being fired, effective immediately after Boston College. Can you live without a Jordan Fredericks or an Irv Phillips? Can you live without the five offensive linemen that nobody has seen outside of Cody Conway? You haven't seen any of them on the field that Joe Adam brought in. Joe Adam brought in a center, a right tackle, a right guard, a left tackle, and a left guard. He brought in an entire new offensive line that you haven't seen together, and you've barely seen at all. From Cody Conway to Evan Adams to Sammy Clausman to Andreas Jurig. All of these guys are hanging in the balance, waiting for an opportunity. Colin Byrne as well, to round out the five. They're waiting. With Joe Adam, they've been practicing. Everything that's under NCAA rules that they can legally do, the practices they could do, the workouts that they can do individually, Joe Adam has been getting this group stronger, faster, better, and prepared. And in all honesty, the next coach inheriting these five offensive linemen that you haven't seen is going to be looked upon as a genius, because all the work that Joe Adams put in to not only recruit the kids, get the kids to Syracuse, but now train the kids from here, Joe Adams not going to be here to teach them anything. And in Joe Adams' case, under Scott Schaefer, this is a unique case. Joe wasn't really responsible for bringing in anybody else but his focus on these five offensive linemen. He wasn't asked to bring in anybody else or really do too much else for the incoming class of 2015 except for bring in the five offensive linemen. Syracuse had a top five on their board. Joe Adam got all five of those top five. Evan Adams, Colin Byrne, Cody Conway, Andreas Jurig, Sammy Clausman. He brought in all five, and he will never get to train them on the field. Syracuse could end up with one of their best future offensive lines that they've had in a long time. And Joe Adam will get no credit. He'll be forgotten. And whatever head coach and staff that head coach brings in will look like a genius, geniuses, with these five offensive linemen. So you look at that. You look at the players that are here. But that's if the players stay. Steve Ishmael, Brizzly Esteem, the five offensive linemen, Eric Dungy, Irv Phillips, Jordan Fredericks, Dante Strickland, they all were brought in by the Schaefers and the Lesters and the DeAndre Smiths and the Chuck Bullas and the Bobby Acostas and the Joe Adams. That's who got them to Syracuse. So you have to think about defectors. When Doug Marrone came in as head coach, there were 20-some-odd guys that left the program. If there's 20-some-odd guys to leave Syracuse's program because of Scott Schaefer and the staff being fired, are you willing to lose the arsenal that you have? Could you lose a Cordell Hudson and a Juwan Dowles that have shown that they have a bright future in the secondary? Could you lose a Zaire Franklin? There's certain guys that will stick around, and I'm not saying that they're all going to leave. The names that I'm giving are not, don't go out and make a list and say, Dan said all these guys are leaving. I'm using them as examples, and I'm saying, potentially, could you lose those people? The other thing to think about is, could you lose recruits for 2016 and beyond? And this is where I want to make mention of some of the recruits that have verbally committed to Syracuse because they got in touch with me, and I appreciate that. So I want to share with you the recruits that have given me an update upon the firing of Scott Schaefer and his staff, which happened officially around 10 a.m. this morning that you're listening in on Monday, November 23rd. Right after that, I got in touch with some of the recruits, and Taylor Riggins said, yes, sir, my commitment is still with the Orange. So Taylor Riggins still there. Sam Heckle says that as of right now, he's with Syracuse. He also said it's too soon to tell, because there is a new staff coming in, and he doesn't know what that staff will be. So as of right now, he's with Syracuse. He said it's too soon to tell. Cam DeGeorge said the same thing. As of now, yes, but it's too early to tell, having to do with the staff again. And then hearing from Lindsey Scott, who is the most recent verbal commit for the 2016 incoming class to Syracuse at quarterback, he said, quote, I was shocked and disappointed to hear the news this morning. The entire staff has been very kind to me. I haven't spoken with the staff, but remain committed to Syracuse. That coming from Lindsey Scott. Brandon Jannetty, who had to wait his turn as a defensive lineman, defensive end, because of injury, decided to come in 2016 instead of 2015. He said, yes, but they put everything on hold, so I can't sign. It's been my dream to be an Orange man. Just sucks now that I'm up in the air. I feel like it, and I really want to be there, especially because they don't have much depth at the DN position. I asked him why he's on hold from signing. He said, not sure. I guess the school or something. That's what Eric White told me, who's the head of recruiting. I don't know why I'm on hold. The coaches told me even if they get fired, but now the story changed again. So, as of right now, he's supposed to be coming in January, but everything's been put on hold for Brandon Jannetty. So that's an update from some of the guys that are supposed to be coming to Syracuse, but they don't know who the coach will be. But as of right now, Syracuse hasn't lost any of their recruits. As far as I know from the conversations I've had for the incoming class of 2016, Syracuse hasn't lost anyone. But granted, I haven't spoken to everybody because the staff officially fired at noon, at 10 a.m. this morning. I'm on here at noon, and I am still awaiting some of the responses from the 2016 verbal commits. But as of right now, Brandon Jannetty is supposed to be coming. Cam DeGeorge said it's too early to tell, but he hasn't decommitted. Sadiq Palmer still out there. Will Harper still out there. Noel Brouse still out there. Taylor Riggins said that he's coming to Syracuse. Darius Stubbs still out there. Sam Heckle, too early to tell, but as of right now, yes. Damel Parker still out there. Monquavion Brinson still out there. Jamal Holloway, Mo Neal still out there. And Lindsey Scott said that he is shocked, but he's committed to Syracuse. And I do want to make a note on two guys that I did not mention, who obviously people are looking to. Quarterback Rex Culpepper, who's coming from Henry B. Plant High School in Tampa, Florida. And his brother, close friend, someone he truly has built a relationship with. Not blood brothers, but they have become brothers growing up together and being on the same team. That's Scoop Bradshaw, cornerback and safety from Henry B. Plant High School in Tampa, Florida. I want to make a quick note on both of them coming from their head coach, Robert Wiener. I asked him about the two players and where they stand. I said, do they still plan on coming to Syracuse, that being Rex Culpepper and Scoop Bradshaw? And this is what the head coach of Henry B. Plant High School had to say about Rex Culpepper and Scoop Bradshaw, the verbal commits for 2016 for Syracuse. He said, quote, yes, sir. They love Coach Schaefer and his staff. Great guys and excellent coaches who worked admirably through tough circumstances and have built a program with great young talent. But Rex and Scoop also love Syracuse, the school, and are very excited about being Orange Men. End quote. So everyone that I've talked to for the 2016 incoming class still expected to be coming to Syracuse. So that can help Syracuse fans to feel a little bit better in this moment of not knowing what's going to happen in the future, that no one has defected officially from Syracuse for the 2016 incoming class of verbal commits for college football. So much more to talk about. Gave you some of the recruiting, plenty more to say after this. That'll be coming up on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora in this live special upon the firing of Scott Schaefer and his entire staff from Syracuse University. So you'll hear these words from the partners that helped make the show possible, and then we're right back at it in the conversation of Scott Schaefer and his staff being fired from Syracuse, effective immediately after the Boston College game.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs. Just a really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cubans. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the Buffalo Chicken Wraps.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000-square-foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more. Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Ole Ole, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation. And we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Mattydale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors. My husband and I. So kind of a side entrance. And that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLE.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora here on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT's live feed and on WakeUpCallDT.com. If you want to listen to the live feed on WakeUpCallDT.com, your laptop or your desktop will play the show immediately when you go to WakeUpCallDT.com. If you're on your phone, make sure that you go to the MixLR bar and touch it to begin. You have to actually click on the bar to start it up, so make sure you do that. To everybody that's listening in, thank you so much. I love being live again. I love being in my own studio better than anybody else's I've ever been in before in my life. So thank you to all my supporters over the last 12 years. You've been amazing. You've been wonderful. I want to thank Yahoo, ESPN, and Fox for working with them. And now being able to do what I love, I want to thank God above all things for that. In this conversation with Scott Schaefer, now knowing his fate, I think the harder thing to stomach is knowing the coaches that are attached to that. You know, people, the news is Scott Schaefer's fired. Scott Schaefer, Scott Schaefer, top three on Twitter. Scott, Scott, Scott. But looking at the other people, looking at everyone else, those are the things that I look at because I know the DeAndre Smiths and the Tim Lesters and the Tim Douse and the Morelands and so on. I think the hardest one for me to stomach is looking at Tim Douse. 2011, he came onto the team as a coach of the defensive ends. 2012 was moved to the defensive line in its entirety. And from 2013 to now, has been the assistant head coach, defensive lines coach, and special teams coordinator. He's got two little girls. They're beautiful. A little baby. And another one that's not too far off from being a baby. Right here in Central New York. Now, Tim is one of those guys that'll be fine no matter what. And all these coaches will. But Tim was the only coach to stay with Scott Schaefer. He was the only one that when Doug Marrone poached basically everyone that you could think of in the Syracuse football program outside of Will Hicks and Tim Douse, those were the only two guys. Tim Douse could have left, could have had an opportunity. He didn't take it. his allegiance has been to Scott. Now I look at where all those other coaches are right now. After Doug Marrone poached the Syracuse coaching staff and then decided to leave his head coaching job, be a head coach somewhere else, and that didn't work out in his favor, and all the coaches that he had under him were left to find their own jobs. Outside of Nate Hackett, who ended up going with Doug Marrone to Jacksonville in kind of a package deal, it looked like. But Tim Doust, he stayed. He's the only one that said no to Doug Marrone. He's the only one that wanted to be in Syracuse. For sure. And that's the hard part. That's the hard part for me personally, is getting to know Tim over the last 4 or 5 years. Knowing the type of person he is, the type of family man that he is, that's a hard pill to swallow. But people don't think about that. They think about wins and losses. Scott Schaefer's 13-23. And I've said it, and other people have said it, but David Cutcliffe was 1-7 in the ACC in 3 of his first 4 seasons. 3 of his first 4. 3 times in 4 years, Duke fans had to endure 1-7, 1-7, and 1-7. Frank Beamer, almost fired from Virginia Tech, goes on to win a national championship. But this is the world that we live in today. Frank Beamer, in 2014, last year, his Virginia Tech team defeated Ohio State. Ohio State went on to win the first ever college football playoff. But not before that school and Urban Meyer were defeated by Frank Beamer and Virginia Tech. And Frank Beamer steps down amidst not wanting the school to be divided. Central Florida, 2013. They were said that they had no business being in the Fiesta Bowl. They made it. They took on Baylor. They made Baylor look silly. They took him down. They took out a Big 12 team, and they moved on with their lives. And Blake Bortles went on to be the 3rd overall pick in the NFL draft and the top quarterback taken when everybody was focused on Johnny Manziel. And Blake Bortles is a starting quarterback, and Blake Bortles is putting up points in reality and fantasy, and helping people all throughout the country that are fantasy football owners, and helping out the Jaguars to stay close in games. They should have won more games than they have, because it wasn't on Blake Bortles. They missed field goals. Defense had some issues. But you look at Central Florida. They have a losing season this season. They can't figure it out with injuries and with guys leaving. So then all of a sudden, George O'Leary resigns. We live in a world where it doesn't matter if you've won 15 championships. If you don't win today, screw you. Scott Schaefer's brought in. Think about it this way. First time as a head coach. First time. And you're asked to go into the ACC. Doug Marrone got out at a very opportune time. He goes to the NFL, he becomes a head coach, he makes more money, and he doesn't have to go to the ACC. And he doesn't have to be embarrassed by FSU and Clemson. And he doesn't have to deal with the conversation of should Syracuse have left and are you the right coach for this. He left that to Scott Schaefer. Scott Schaefer had to take that. And Scott took it in stride. Scott kept his cool 9 times out of 10. I know he's had his moments, including recently. Everybody does. Even the nicest of people. So let's not blow it out of proportion. But Scott Schaefer took on Syracuse football at the most difficult time to do it. And this season he was implementing a new offense with Tim Lester. He was trying to make the H-back a focal point of the offense. He was trying to figure out with Tim Lester what quarterback was going to fit in a season where Syracuse played 4 quarterbacks, and last season Syracuse played 4 quarterbacks, which is unheard of in college football, to have to put 4 different quarterbacks out there in one season, let alone 2 seasons. Boston College is dealing with that this year, too. And Boston College is yet to win an ACC game. And Boston College doesn't look like the Boston College they used to. But Boston College doesn't look like they're giving up on Steve Adazio, because they understand. But Syracuse, quick to give up on Schaefer. Mark Coyle, a few months in here, quick to say, you know what, I'm the athletics director. Scott, you're not fitting. See you later. And I don't agree with that. I don't. I know the people listening right now are going to think that I'm crazy. Dan, he's 13-23. They're on an 8-game losing streak. They have not won a game on the road in 2015. They're 0-5. They lost to Virginia. They lost to South Florida. They played Clemson close and LSU close, but they can't figure out other games, and they can't beat a team like Pittsburgh, and Schaefer's calling timeouts at the wrong time. I know all of that. I know the argument. I know the frustration. Dan, Schaefer put Eric Dungy back into the game. He didn't put Eric Dungy back into the game as much as the entire staff, the medical staff, and everybody else puts him back into the game. There's more than one person putting Eric Dungy back into the game. Now, people say, well, he left him in the game against Louisville. He shouldn't have done that. He shouldn't have. He should have taken him out. But Scott Schaefer wanted to get the game closer. He wanted to play with his best guys. You think about it this way. If you're the team that's down, you're keeping all your guys in. But if you're the team that's up by 30, then yeah, you can sit your guys on the bench. But normally the team that's losing doesn't sit anybody on the bench because they're losing. They're losing with their starters. Why would they put in and lose more with their second and third stringers? Well, Dan, he should have known to keep them healthy and keep them from getting injured. Scott didn't think that he was going to get hit again. I'm sure if Scott knew, hey, Eric Dungy, I saw in my crystal ball, he's going to get knocked in the fourth quarter. I should keep him in and let that happen. No, that's not the Scott Schaefer that I've come to know, both professionally and personally, over the last 4 years. Getting to know him as a D coordinator and a head coach. It's not. I understand the frustration. I understand that Syracuse fans want to win now. But what I say to Syracuse fans is, if you want to win, why don't you go to the games? Why don't you show up? Some of you do, and you have a right to your opinion. But those of you that sit on your butt in your underwear, eating cereal, watching the game in your basement, I don't really care for your opinion. It doesn't matter to me, nor does it matter to the team. Because the team's only concerned with people who show up. Don't complain about something that you're not going to go to. People that complain that they don't like the President of the United States, but they don't vote. If you don't vote, I don't care about your opinion. If you don't go to the game, I don't care about your opinion. Now, I know some people can't afford to go, but I also know that Syracuse has some of the cheapest tickets in the country. $99 for an entire home game series of 6 or 7 games. $99 for the whole season. You know how much it costs to go to a Florida State game against Syracuse? To sit at the top of the stadium? $81, $61, $51, $100. You go to one Florida State game against Syracuse, it costs more than the entire Syracuse season pass for a fan. And the same fans that say that they can't afford $99 for a Syracuse football season spend $1,000 for basketball tickets. Well, that's different, Dan. How? If you have an opinion, have the decency and the respect to show up. The people that want the program to be better, this is a huge thing with me. Growing up in Syracuse, knowing what the Dome used to be, knowing what it is now, and everybody says, Dan, it's because of the coaches. I don't want to go because of the coaches, and it sucks, and they're boring, and they don't win. But here's the thing. You want recruits. You want 4-star and 5-star recruits. If you want 4- and 5-star recruits, you have to put your butts in the seats. Because 4- and 5-star recruits are going to Penn State, and they're seeing 100,000 people, 90,000 people. They're going to Notre Dame seeing 100,000 people. They're going to South Carolina and Clemson, and they're seeing that atmosphere. If you want to get the biggest name recruits, you have to pack the Dome. There's no other way around it. You have to pack the Dome. Because even when the Dome's packed, it's like 50,000 people. That's half of packing South Bend for Notre Dame. Think about that. If you're a recruit, and you go down to Florida State, and you see their stadium that looks like Hogwarts, the city that it is, and you look at the practice facility and you say, oh, the training facility, that practice facility, that's for all the athletes? Oh, no, no, no. That's just for football. It looks like an airplane hangar. You're going up against those facilities and 91,000 seats in Florida State. If only 20,000 fans show up to a 50,000-seat arena, and then they go down and see 91,000 fans at a 91,000-seat arena, guess where the recruits are going to go? It's common sense. So for the fans that hate Scott Schaefer but have never been to a game, your opinion doesn't matter. You don't really want the program to get better, or else you would support the program. But on the side of Scott Schaefer, it's difficult. Because he is a good man, he is a good person, he is a good family man. He does try to instill morals and values. And what people don't know, and I can't say this out of respect for some of the players, but certain players that had 4- and 5-star ratings are not at Syracuse, not because of Scott Schaefer. He didn't lose them. They were coming. They had issues. Issues that Scott and the staff did not want in the community. Did not want people to have these people walk by you in Wegmans, knowing the issues that they had. So Scott said, you know what? I'll take it on me. The staff said, we'll take it on us. They're going to write articles about us. They're going to blame us for losing these 4- and 5-star guys. But we know that they're not the right people for this team or this community. We don't want to bring this level of human into this city. And there's not a lot of coaches out there that will go away from that. You find out that a 5-star guy has a drug problem, or he rapes somebody, or he fires BB guns for fun, or he steals from places. What will most coaches do? Bring in the 5-star kid, win games, and deal with the issues as they come. Scott Schaefer refused to do that. He did not want to win with guys that did not do the right things in the community. And I can respect him for that. I think you should too, but it's my opinion. You don't have to, but I feel like that's something that earns respect, at least from me. So before people go and say, well, you know, Scott couldn't recruit 4- and 5-stars, so that's why Mark Coyle had to fire him. That's not why. Scott could recruit 4- and 5-stars and did recruit 4- and 5-stars and got verbal commits from 4- and 5-stars. It just so happens that some of them did not fit this community and this program. And if you knew what I knew, then you would understand. I, out of respect for these families, don't say anything, because above the story is the fact that these kids and these families have to live in the world. And for me to write one story and hope that I get 57 clicks on it or 5,000 clicks on it, that's not as important to me as it is the importance that these kids can go out and make better of their lives. Maybe they see the mistakes they're doing, they do better in the future. But I don't want to ruin a kid's reputation just to write a damn story. And I'm never going to do that, and it's never been me, and the people that follow me know that. I'm going to take a step aside here. When I come back on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora special upon the firing of Scott Schaefer and his staff, I'll be talking a little bit about Mark Coyle and some of the guys that I think could be potential suitors for Syracuse. That's all coming up next here. So make sure you're back on the other side of this break to listen into my thoughts on the future of Syracuse's coaching staff, who it could be, who some of my thoughts are from my trails. That's all coming up here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo line relax fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel, DreissigLady.com. For all the women out there,
Feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to CamsPizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. CamsPizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Dan, this bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun!
I know, why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to, we're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk, you can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? I was bouncing.
315-948-3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. It's just like we're doing right now. We're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue down the road from the Carrier Dome is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. If you're not a member yet, make sure you become a member. It's easy. You join for free, and you follow my live feed. So every time I'm about to do a live show, you will get alerted that my live show is on so that you can listen in on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. Make sure you go there. And on wakeupcalldt.com, as you have known over the years, this is the hub to listen, watch, and read my shows, my articles, my videos. Everything is up there. WakeUpCallDT.com is the hub of everything that Dan Tortora Broadcast Media brings you from Syracuse and beyond. So thank you to everybody that's been supportive, everybody that's listened, everybody that's watched, and everybody that's read. I cannot thank you enough for your support. I'm here today, and it's hard to talk today on the heels of Scott Schaefer and his entire staff being fired because of the relationships that I've built with this staff, because of the people that I've gotten to know behind the coaches. And that's a hard part, being able to spend time with Scott Schaefer and really get to know him and build that rapport and that respect. That's something that's hard. I'm not one of those, I'm not your typical media person, which is probably why people in the media don't like me. I'm not typical. I tell the truth. I care more about the relationship than burning a bridge. I'm nice. I'm humble. It's weird to be in the media and not have an ego, not be a complete jerk, not be someone who stabs people in the back, not be people who lie to the populace in order to get you to click like on their story. But alas, this is who I am. My parents, my grandparents, my family, the wife that I have, the friends that I have, the family that I have, raised me and continue to raise me to do the right thing. And so what's hard to stomach is that Scott Schaefer has been doing the right thing. He's been bringing in kids and trying to teach morals and values and get them to become strong men, good men in the community. Not everybody's going to agree with Scott Schaefer. Some people are going to not like the way that he teaches or the way that he coaches, and that's understandable. You got 100 people on a team, somebody's not going to like you as a coach. For goodness sakes, everybody wants to look at Scott Schaefer and Doug Marrone side to side and say, Scott, oh my Lord, like Doug Marrone was our savior. Bring him back. Over 20 players left when Doug Marrone came in. And other players know the type of coach that he was toward them they weren't really fond of. And then there are other people that like Doug Marrone. You're going to have your likes and dislikes. You're going to have your people that are for you and against you. But the fans that say, bring Doug Marrone back, you're nuts. He left. And a lot of you were heartbroken and felt like someone screwed you over. And then you have a bad season with Scott Schaefer, and all of a sudden you're crawling back to the ex-girlfriend, to Doug Marrone. He's making plenty money. Well, Dan, maybe he'll come back because he's not a head coach in the NFL. That was his own mistake. He was a head coach with the Buffalo Bills. He decided to leave. That was on him. Now he's an assistant with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm sure he's making a ton of money. And he's on a team that if he sticks with that team and puts ego aside, he could be a part of something great in the next few years. Him and Nate Hackett, that both came from Syracuse. That's how I look at it. You're not going to get Doug Marrone back. That's not going to happen. Why would he come back? He already left. It would be a step down to him. And it's no disrespect to Syracuse. He was a head coach at the college level, became a head coach at the pro level, and didn't make the best decisions in the pro, if he was to come back to college, he would be going backwards, essentially. But I don't think he's coming back here. I think it's crazy. Now, I did put a list together just in case if Scott Schaefer was fired. So I made a little list here. And a lot of these coaches, actually all the coaches except for one, or except for two of them, are coaches that I interview to this day. I speak to just under 30 coaches a week through teleconferences and whatnot. And so I've been obviously following the trails of a lot of coaches in the ACC and the American Athletic Conference predominantly. So this is the list I kind of put together for Mark Coyle. Now, Mark Coyle, the athletics director at Syracuse that fired Scott Schaefer and his entire staff, he's had experience around Florida State, Miami, Minnesota, Kentucky, and Boise State. Those are the programs he's been around. He also did some work with Notre Dame and the SEC as a whole. So, keeping that in mind, there's other people that are obviously out there, but Brian Harsin was brought in by Mark Coyle to Boise State. Brian Harsin hasn't been at Boise State forever. He went in 2014, went 12-2, and won in the Fiesta Bowl. Right now, he's got Boise State in the 2015 season through 11 games at 7-4, so they're bowl eligible again, and they'll play in a bowl inevitably somewhere. So, Brian Harsin was a guy that Mark Coyle brought in to Boise State, and he's shown that he can win. He has 19 wins and 6 losses in 2 seasons at Boise State. So he would kind of be one of my front runners, in my opinion, because Mark Coyle brought him into Boise State, and now Mark Coyle potentially could have his guy at Syracuse. Other names that I've thought of are Tom Herman from Houston, who has really turned the program around. Now, granted, he has Greg Ward Jr. as his quarterback, who he inherited, so that's a good thing. But Tom Herman came into Houston to a program that, even though they were winning games and bowl eligible, the environment wasn't there. It wasn't rich in the thought process of a winning program and building the program. And it was really hard because I knew the former coach and I know Tom Herman, but Herman has really turned around Houston in a big way fast. Matt Rhule at Temple, I don't believe he's going to leave Temple right now. I think that there's more work to be done. I think he wants to have some more time there and turn those Notre Dame close losses into victories against teams like that. Because Matt Rhule has shown that Temple, who couldn't play with anybody a few years ago, can now play with pretty much anybody, pretty much everybody. So Matt Rhule is on my list, although I think he would have a very high price tag. Justin Fuente from Memphis, this man has turned Memphis's program into something real, something tangible for people around the country. Justin Fuente is going to have his pick of the litter. Syracuse and Mark Coyle would have to throw a lot of money at Justin Fuente, like SEC money at Justin Fuente. So I don't know if they'll be able to reach his price tag, but he'll be out there. Tommy Tuberville is another guy that I've gotten to speak to over the past few seasons, including this season in Cincinnati. He's an older coach, but he's a coach that can win. He's a coach that can recruit, and he's somebody that can... He knows how to handle having injuries happen and having the next man up type of situation that Scott Schaefer was trying to do at Syracuse. So Tommy Tuberville is one of those older coaches that I look at that could still get it done. And he is getting it done with Cincinnati. And they're not the best team in the world, but he does bring a lot of heritage with him and respect. Randy Etzel, that used to be at Syracuse, he was fired from Maryland. He's a thought. So that's my list right now. It's my early list. Brian Harsin from Boise State, Tom Herman from Houston, Matt Rhule from Temple, Justin Fuente from Memphis, Tommy Tuberville from Cincinnati, and Randy Etzel, who was fired from Maryland. They're all on my list. 5 out of 6 of them are on my list because they're names. Tom Herman's made a name. Matt Rhule, Justin Fuente, Tommy Tuberville, and Randy Etzel have all made names for themselves. Now, Randy Etzel doesn't have the highest name, but Randy Etzel has a connection to Syracuse. He just so happened to be fired, so you're not going to have to pull him away from a school. In the case of Brian Harsin, he's the AD pick, so to speak, in my mind. It's not Mark Coyle talking to me saying, this is my guy. It's just, in my mind, Brian Harsin has to be a thought in the mind of Mark Coyle because he brought him into Boise State, because he's winning at Boise State. He's a really young coach. He knows how to recruit. He knows how to win fast. And those are two things that Scott Schaefer was criticized for, was is he recruiting the best people and is he winning fast enough? Brian Harsin is, and Brian Harsin is directly connected to Mark Coyle. So that would be, that's definitely one of my thought process people. And the other coaches, like I said, Randy Etzel, his connection, and the other four guys are four guys that I know from the American Athletic Conference that I've had the pleasure of speaking with over the past few seasons. And some of the guys like Tom Herman started talking with him this season, and they seem like they could be potential. Tom Herman could have a better price tag. Matt Rhule, Justin Fuente are going to be expensive, and Tommy Tuberville could work, but I don't know if fans want to go older than Schaefer, because Paul Pasqualoni was the older coach, but now people miss Paul Pasqualoni. So it's kind of a toss-up. But that's my early list for Mark Coyle, in my opinion, of who his potential candidates can be. But like I said, Mark Coyle has a connection to Florida State, Miami, Minnesota, Kentucky, Boise State. So you think about Al Golden. But Al Golden was also in the center of all those sanctions and allegations and NCAA issues. Syracuse, remember, after this season, still has four more years where the NCAA has them on parole, basically, and they're going to be watching them heavily. So do you really want to bring in an Al Golden who is amidst all those issues at Miami? Probably not, but could be a name since Mark Coyle has a connection in his history to Miami. So that's something to think about as well. But as of right now, this is the day that Scott Schaefer finds out that he's all done at Syracuse. The best that he can be is 14-23 at Syracuse, which isn't bad for a coach in his first 3 years, even though Syracuse fans think that it's terrible. It really is not terrible. I think about it this way. I'm going to be completely honest, okay? Everybody knows me as an impartial broadcaster. I don't pick a team because it's the team that I had as a child, or because it's my hometown, or it's because of whatever. I pick a team because I believe that that team can win, and that's it. If I believe they can win the game, I'm going to pick them to win the game, and that's it. So when I look at Syracuse, and I look at their record, I put it to you like this. Syracuse is in the Atlantic Division of the ACC. They have to go through Florida State, Clemson, Louisville, NC State now, and Boston College when they're healthy. The only team that is beatable every single year at this point, with no disrespect to Dave Clawson, who I have the pleasure of speaking with as well on teleconferences and have gotten to know and been around him at ACC events. I like Dave Clawson. The impartial thinking of it all, Dave Clawson and Wake Forest is the most beatable team next to Syracuse in the Atlantic Division. I don't think anybody's going to deny that. But any coach that comes in has to go up against Florida State, Clemson, Louisville, NC State, and Boston College every single season in the Atlantic Division. Then you have to play Pittsburgh, and you have to play another ACC team that's in the rotator from the Coastal Division, and you have four games that are not inside of the ACC. So my honesty about the fact, whether it's Scott Schaefer or anybody, who's going to beat Florida State and Clemson as the Syracuse head coach right now? Syracuse is years away from that. Now they're three in, so maybe they're 1 or 2 years off, but you have to be honest and you have to look at it impartially. And the impartial sense of it all is, was Doug Marrone going to beat Florida State and Clemson? Probably not. So I don't think all that should be put on Scott Schaefer. I don't think that Mark Coyle should go after a defensive coordinator or another assistant coach or an offensive coordinator. This has to be a head coach. It has to be a name. It has to be somebody that's had experience as a head coach, somebody that people know, someone that you'll readily recognize when they come in, that if you don't know the face, you at least know the name. That's why I made the list that I made so far. We'll see what happens. Stay tuned to wakeupcalldt.com to listen, watch, and read as I continue this coverage from this moment to the moment a new coach is found and beyond. You'll find it on wakeupcalldt.com. God bless and happy Thanksgiving.